Welcome to Film Room Friday, and we are in the Jaguars team meeting room, and this is a great setup. We've got plenty of room and also one of the biggest television screens you may ever find, and this is going to be a new feature every Friday on Jaguars.com, so look for it every Friday, and hopefully we'll be able to educate you a little bit and show you something that you didn't know about football. In this week's game against the Minnesota Vikings, the storylines are all about the running backs. Adrian Peterson, Willie Play coming back from an ACL reconstruction, also Maurice Jones-Drew after a 38-day holdout. How much will he play? And then the second storyline is probably the young quarterbacks, Christian Ponder and Blaine Gabbert. But to me, one of the main storylines is a key matchup that's going to happen in the trenches. And you know I'm a trench guy. It's going to be Jared Allen against Eugene Monroe. Jared Allen was a former fourth-round pick for the Kansas City Chiefs in 2004, and he's been simply fantastic in his career. Let me give you some numbers. In those 8 years so far, 105 sacks, which, by the way, is averaging over 14 per year, which is an amazing number. 26 forced fumbles in those 8 years and 5 interceptions for a defensive lineman. And last year alone, he almost broke the single-season sack record. He had 22 sacks, 4 forced fumbles, 4 fumble recoveries, a safety and interception, and 3 pass defense. Phenomenal effort. And that was with a team that was basically struggling offensively. So let's jump into the film, and I'll show you a little bit of Jared Allen from the preseason this year. All right, the first play here. Jared Allen is at the bottom right of your screen. He starts out in what is considered a 5 technique, which is an outside shade of the offensive tackle. And as the play develops, he is going to actually move to the inside. And that's almost a what they call a 5-eye, almost head up on the tackle. And he does it for a reason, because he's running a game with the outside linebacker. And the outside linebacker comes in hard and chips the offensive tackle. And then it allows Jared to come all the way around and free and make the sack. An outstanding play for Jared Allen. But this little move that he does here at the very end, it gives the tackle the impression he's going hard inside. So he bites down hard inside. Vision completely goes away from the linebacker. Linebacker gets the chip. Jared comes around and makes a big play. But he's also a good player against the run. All right. To me, Jared Allen, if you're going to be good as a defensive end, you got to be able to play run and play pass, and Jared Allen does both of them. In this instance, he's a 5 technique, outside shoulder of the offensive tackle. This is what they call the bubble side, because the nose tackle is all the way down on the center. And on this play, Jared does a very nice job of coming flat down the line of scrimmage off of the back of the backside shoulder of the offensive tackle, comes flat down the line with speed, and ends up making the hit. And this is a big time play, because you're talking about a 2 or 3 yard loss on the play, and backs the Chargers up into what potentially could have been a safety situation. All right, this play. Jared, this is considered a wide 9 technique, where he's kicked out outside the tight end and inside the wing. And Jared doesn't do anything crazy as far as making a play, but this play to me shows you how athletic that he is. Take a look at this. The tackle, knowing that Jared is wide, wants to try to cut him on a quick throw. And take a look at the reaction and the athleticism that Jared has. I mean, this is outstanding. I wish I could have done this when I played. And Jared obviously gets pressure on the quarterback, but I mean, I don't know if it impacted the play or not, but just the athleticism that he has at 270 pounds. And nice closing speed by him. Against the run, also the athleticism. This here is considered a ghost 6. It's a wide alignment by the defensive end, where he has a 3 technique tackle, defensive tackle on the outside shoulder of the guard. A ghost 6 technique allows Jared to get off the ball immediately and attack. Jared on the right side, a ghost 6. Take a look at this. He sees the tight end coming from the other side. Great vision. He's supposed to, his responsibility is he has to be underneath of that, because they're trying to cut the ball between the tackle and the tight end coming across to cut Jared. And again, look at the athleticism. Are you kidding me? To be able to maintain your feet, there's very few running backs that I have seen that can do that type of athletic move. He blows the play up with Williams, the defensive tackle, but look at the effort and the hustle by Jared. He's the one that ends up making the play. I mean, this guy is a fantastic player, and to me, this is what this game is all about. It's about matchups, and you got to be able to win the matchups. And this week, the key matchup in my mind, because I'm a trench guy, is Eugene Monroe versus Jared Allen.